We've gone out for an RFP for a city attorney, and the sale of the WSI note is out. So I guess those are the two big things right now that are going on with the city is those two other issues.
The RFP for the city attorney, I know you guys have talked about that previously, but is this something that does go out every year or every couple years? Or?
No, I think the current city attorney has been on board for 5 years, and some of the council members felt it was necessary to go out to an RFP to see where we're at with city funds, if money can be saved. I guess I was more inclined to do an evaluation of the city attorney, which we haven't done since I've been on the council. Then if we were unhappy with that, we could go out to an RFP. But either way, I think it's going to work.
Okay. And so is his contract up soon then?
Well, yeah, it's year to year, and we will see, I guess, how this shakes out, whether or not we get several companies or attorneys, law firms interested in representing the city, or, you know, I'm not sure how it's going to play out.
Okay, and then I also heard that Eric Redman is going to be contracted for the Four Dam Pool stuff.
That's correct. And he worked on the power sales agreement with the city of Wrangell in the past, and I think we're very fortunate to be able to get him back to provide us with legal opinions as we move forward with the divestiture of the Four Dam Pool.
Okay, so at this point, the different entities involved with the Four Dam Pool have received an asset transfer agreement. Is that what it is?
It's basically the term sheet. Quite frankly, I'm not fully up to speed on that. I've just been appointed to be the alternate representative for the city of Wrangell on the Four Dam Pool. And we have a teleconference this Friday and then a meeting at the end of the month in Anchorage. So I will be getting more involved and kept up to speed more on what's going on there.
Okay, so why at this point did Wrangell decide to contract Redman?
Well, I think that the city of Wrangell, and particularly, I mean, I can speak for myself, but I believe that the city has gone as far as we can go with the representatives of the Four Dam Pool coming up with a term sheet. And now as the city itself moves forward beyond this point, I believe that we need legal representation to protect the city in anything that we do.
Okay. The borough committee, there have been some new updates.
The borough committee started out as a 7-member committee. It was expanded to 9 and now 10. The original proposal of that borough committee left some people out that thought should be represented. One was the school board. Another was public safety. And now we've just expanded it by one more to the planning and zoning. So that committee is set and will be having its first meeting, I believe, on the 5th of February.
Okay, so it's coming up.
Yes.
And has the council outlined the duties of what the borough committee will be doing?
Well, some of this we still need to have legal opinion on whether or not the borough committee, and particularly city councilmen can, or city council persons, I should say, can actively try to influence the outcome of the election. In other words, how can we inform the public on a neutral basis, or can we in fact be involved in trying to bring out a positive or a negative vote for the borough? So some of those are still to be answered by our attorney. Certainly the funds issue that deal with that have been answered. It would take an ordinance to expend city funds to promote the borough, but it doesn't take an ordinance to provide information. So we certainly don't want to stub our toe in the process. So some of this stuff is going to take legal opinion on what we can and cannot do. And there will be some education prior to the election. We've outlined that as some borough committee duties. But primarily, I think most of the borough committee duties would come after the election if the election is favorable.
And has the state released the date of the election?
As of last week, no. I suspect that that will be forthcoming very soon. If it's not out yet, it will be soon. But my best guess is it'd probably be sometime in April. But that's just purely a guess. I'm not. That seems to be the month that gets tossed around the most. So quite likely we would have that in April.
What council members on the borough committee?
There's Don McConaughey, Paul Southland, James Stowe, and myself as an ex officio member.
Oh, okay. And just a general question, how has it been being mayor?
Oh, it's been a challenge so far to be brought up to speed on all the issues more thoroughly than you do as a council member. I guess it's more than I expected.
Are you still happy to be doing it?
Currently, I'm happy to be doing it.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot, Tom.
Mm-hmm.